Brace yourself. Over the next 5 weeks, you'll face a barrage of Christmas music. The assault begins with television commercials, follows you to the mall, then builds to a full choir standing right outside your door. But before those bells jingle you into a fit, there's another batch of holiday songs to consider. Thanksgiving songs. Thanksgiving songs, you might ask? Well, Allison Ledoux knows them well. She teaches them every year to children. She's the 2006 Vermont Music Educator of the Year. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So, Thanksgiving songs. Walk us through the catalog here.
Well, there are two that jump out at me. The first is one that I was able to do years ago. It was We Gathered Together
yes.
to ask the Lord's blessing. And growing up as a little kid, that was something that we always prepared for a school assembly, you know, as we were in our pilgrim hats. Nowadays, however, because of the religious overtones, that's not something that we are encouraged to teach in our general music classrooms, but it is sure on the short list of Thanksgiving songs.
And what's the other song?
The other one is Over the River and Through the Woods to Grandmother's House We Go.
Oh, I always think of this as a Christmas song.
Well, you know, I think that it is used in both holidays. I talked to a music colleague and mentioned it to her, and she said that's definitely Christmas, but I hold fast to the fact that it's a great Thanksgiving song, and we do it every year.
Would you mind singing a few of the verses to Over the River and Through the Woods?
I'd be very happy to do that.
Okay, cue the cheesy synthesizer music.
You bet. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse is the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood, oh, how the winds would blow. It seems the stars and lights and noses over the ground we go.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Now, you teach kindergarten through eighth grades.
I do.
Which songs do the kids like at Thanksgiving?
Well, in the lower grades, they like lyrics set to familiar melodies. The one that was a great hit this year was called the Turkey Trot Blues.
Oh.
And I taught it to the younger children, and it was a big hit. And then the second time that they met this week, I wanted to review it with them. And they sang it with great enthusiasm, except for two little girls who looked very disgusted and didn't sing. And I said, girls, what is the matter? And they said, they sang it on the playground. They sang it at lunch. They sang it in the bus. It gives us a headache, and we don't want to hear it again. So there you have it. Here's the Turkey Trot Blues. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble with a wobble. Turkey trot, trot, trot across the lot, lot, lot. Feeling fine, fine, fine until Thanksgiving time. Trouble. Trouble, 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 trouble on the double. Now, of course, you can see why this is such a popular hit and perhaps why the little girls were not interested in hearing it again.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Could
we just sing my favorite Thanksgiving song together? Could we just sing Come Ye Thankful People Come? We actually sang this at my wedding.
Oh, absolutely. Let's...
You start.
All right. Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide, for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home.
Thank you so much for singing with me, Allison Ledoux.
Oh, my pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
Allison Ledoux is a K through 8 music teacher at Charlotte Central School in Vermont. Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Here at All Things Considered, we have many things to be thankful for this week, mostly our staff. The show was directed today by Petra Mayer and produced by Phil Harrell. Tina Tennyson, Bracton Booker, Laurel Wamsley, and Jack Zahora. Alice Winkler is our senior producer, and Martha Wexler is our senior editor. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, and he's ably aided by Peter Elena with Lamar Nickens. Special thanks to Key Molesky in our reference library. And we leave you with these parting words at the start of your Thanksgiving week. This from American writer J. Robert Moskin. He said, "Thanksgiving comes to us out of the prehistoric dimness, universal to all ages and all faiths. At whatever straws we must grasp, there is always a time for gratitude and new beginnings." That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Have a happy Thanksgiving.